From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. President Obama gave the commencement address today at Moscow's New Economic School, an independent Western-supported institution which has produced some of the country's best liberal economists. He used the opportunity to continue his arguments for better U.S.-Russian relations. NPR's Ann Gerrold has more from Moscow.
President Obama further defined his view of America's place in the world, trying to reassure both Russia and others the U.S. understands it must work with international partners. He said U.S.-Russian relations were no longer a zero-sum game where one lost and the other won. He said no one nation can any longer dictate terms to the world. He defended nations' rights to chart their own future, including Georgia and Ukraine, should they choose to be in NATO. He argued for a change in thinking from a time when the U.S. and Russia were destined to be antagonists. Mr. Obama also addressed U.S. concerns about the lack of reforms and rule of law in Russia by describing America's own history. While far from perfect, he said it was an independent media, competitive elections, and the rule of law which enabled someone like him to finally become president. Ann Gerrels, NPR News, Moscow.
President Obama also met today with Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin. Putin says their first meeting went very well. He called the two-hour meeting substantive, informative, and collaborative. The former Russian president says he and Mr. Obama covered issues from previous years and found many positives and many points in common. President Obama had good things to say about their meeting also and said he found Putin's views similar to those of Russia's President Dmitry Medvedev. Putin is generally seen as the senior figure in the Russian government. Just as in the U.S., the attack on the Twin Towers is often referred to simply as 9/11, in Britain, a deadly terrorist attack also has a number 77, July 7th. From London, Larry Miller reports on a ceremony today at a new memorial to the dead.
Sam Badham and Lee Christopher Harris.
The roll call of the 52 commuters who died on this day 4 years ago when four suicide bombers attacked three London subway trains and a bus, marking those deaths a solemn ceremony in Hyde Park, attended by the relatives of those who were killed. A memorial was unveiled, 52 pillars with the names of the dead engraved on an adjacent plaque. Among the speakers, heir to the throne, Prince Charles.
Their lives among us may be over, but the happiness and the love they shared with us runs through us still.
The bombers were killed in the explosions. No one has ever been convicted in connection with the attacks, which also injured hundreds of other commuters. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
At this hour on Wall Street, the Dow is down by 76 points. The Nasdaq is down by 16. This is NPR News. A law in Washington, D.C., recognizing same-sex marriages performed in other states, went into effect today. From member station WAMU, Patrick Matten reports.
The measure gives same-sex couples who married in other states and relocated to D.C. some of the privileges afforded to married heterosexual couples, such as access to health care benefits. Last month, Washington, D.C.'s Elections Board rejected an effort by gay marriage opponents to put the bill before voters. The board ruled a referendum would violate the district's Human Rights Act. David Catania is D.C.'s first openly gay city council member.
It means no longer kind of trying to parse through semantics of domestic partnership or civil union. It's kind of historic in that, you know, we've arrived to the point where what's the big deal?
Council member Catania says the measure is also an important step in legalizing same-sex marriage in the nation's capital and says he will propose that bill in the fall. For NPR News, I'm Patrick Madden.
The United Nations Security Council has condemned North Korea's recent missile test during a meeting requested by Japan. The North fired seven ballistic missiles over the July 4th weekend in its biggest display of firepower in 3 years. The Security Council's president says members condemned and expressed grave concern over the missile launches, which he says pose a threat to regional and international security. North Korea's missile tests aggravated tensions that were already at high after its May 25th underground nuclear test. The Council punished the North after its nuclear test with a resolution and tough sanctions aimed at clamping down on its alleged trading of banned arms and weapons-related material. The sanctions authorized the shadowing of North Korean ships suspected of carrying arms. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News.